an unwanted text message, a description of a person on the internet that gets basic facts wrong. These may seem like ordinary modern problems. They may even be problems that you've had yourself. But they trigger disputes that are headed to the U.S. Supreme Court beginning in fall 2015. This is a story of two cases, what they had in common and how and why they have reached the highest court in the land. Case 1, Campbell-Ewald Company versus Gomez. Jose Gomez received an unsolicited text message on his cell phone. The message began by asking, quote, "destined for something big," unquote. It was a recruiting text from the U.S. Navy. The Navy had hired a marketing firm to target young adults. The firm was supposed to contact only those who had consented to receive messages like this. Gomez had not consented and was older than the target group. He sued the marketing firm in federal court for violating the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. The marketing firm tried to settle the case. They offered Gomez about $1,500 per violation, plus the cost of suing. That may not sound like such a bad deal. And so far, you may be wondering why the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. One reason is that Gomez didn't take the offer. This caused an interesting problem, maybe one for the Supreme Court. Is there still a legal case at all after the plaintiff has been offered everything the plaintiff asked for? The U.S. Constitution lets federal courts hear disputes only where there is a case or controversy. Does the Gomez situation count? The other thing you need to know is that Gomez and Gomez's lawyer claimed to be suing on behalf of everyone who had received these messages from the Navy. So the case is potentially not just about Gomez and not just about spam. The bigger question is whether there can still be a class action. Can a defendant offer to pay off one plaintiff in full and get rid of the whole case? This is Supreme Court material. Case number 2, Spokio Inc. versus Robbins. Spokio Inc. is an online search service that gathers information about people from telephone listings, social media, and public records. It generated a description of Thomas Robbins, but that description was wrong. Robbins was not in his 50s, not married, not employed in a professional or technical field, did not have a graduate degree, and had no children. Why did this matter to Robbins? Unlike his virtual namesake, he was unemployed and looking for a job. He worried that his inaccurate Spokio report would affect whether he could get a job, credit, and other things. So he sued Spokio in federal court. Like the Gomez case, one question before the court is about what counts as a case under the Constitution. A person can sue in federal court only if they have suffered concrete harm. Does the Robbins situation count? The other thing you need to know is that Robbins, like Gomez, claimed to be suing on behalf of a class. In fact, Spokio pointed to wide-ranging consequences for class actions. These cases started small, but end big. They ask what counts as a constitutional case. How much can we rely on private litigation and especially class actions to enforce our laws? We will see what the Supreme Court says. This is Verity Winship.